This is beautiful. I love this stuff.
Thank you so much.
I love this stuff.
It was only a few minutes after noon on Saturday when Trisha Arcos of Asheville made her first sale at her first big crafty.
It was definitely something I was excited about. Excitement comes up in lots of forms, which is sometimes looks like anxiety. But yes, very excited to be here. And, you know, it's kind of a big deal for all artists to show their stuff for the first time. And here I am.
If you're an artist or a craftsperson in Western North Carolina, the Winter Big Crafty is typically one of the year's pivotal events. It's positioned for Christmas sales, drawing several thousand people over 2 days to the Harris Cherokee Center. Its cancellation in 2020 cut deep into artists' potential revenue. But on Saturday, artists said they also missed the sense of community during a year marked by isolation.
This is my bread and butter. This helps me pay the bills for sure, so I can't deny that.
Nina Kawar is a fine ceramic artist in Asheville who brought two tables full of what she called metaphysical tools, sculpture, and jewelry.
But also, community is a big part of it in supporting one another and being able to motivate us to kind of get back out and do it together.
Frankie Myers fashions old bicycle tire inner tubes into wallets and pocketbooks, with assorted comics and pop culture imagery lining the slots for credit cards. I first met and bought a wallet from Myers featuring a Calvin and Hobbes strip at the 2017 Big Crafty.
This is where the locals come to do their Christmas shopping and support their local artists. I often sell on the streets of Asheville downtown, and so that's like the tourists are all down there, but Big Crafty is wonderful because I get to meet the people who live here.
At home, I'm an artist too. Wow.
The parents of 7-year-old Charlotte Darty had a tough time coaxing her away from the booth of Asheville ceramic artist Trisha Cutler.
I've got my own art masterpiece that's homemade from art class.
With nearly 150 booths here, it was challenging for artists to distinguish themselves. That wasn't an issue for Edwin Salas, an Asheville street artist who cultivated a clientele all his own with a booth he called My Dark Happy Place.
The family always have somebody as the black sheep. Because you say, oh, I found something, can I give?
Salas held up a greeting card printed with the words, I hope you die at Christmas.
You know, you have this kind of neighbor you don't love, but you want to give a Christmas present. And we have the present for this neighbor.
The summer Big Crafty goes back outdoors next July. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.